This goes to Dr. Shems, S-H-E-M like Mary, E-S. Fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Daisy, D-A-I-S-Y, Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S. Date of birth 9-19 of 1955. Dear Dr. Shems, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Phelps with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and partial left nephrectomy for renal carcinoma. Her last visit was October 9th of 2023. Since then, she was diagnosed with influenza in March and received Tamiflu, and she still has a non-productive cough. So she will be scheduling a follow-up visit to have that checked. She also has cellulitis of her right foot. She was treated in the emergency room 5 days ago and received a prescription for Keflex. It is starting to help, but there is still redness and pain on the top of her right foot. She denies current chest pain or palpitations. She has the non-productive cough without dyspnea, no fever, chills, or malaise, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Diazide 50, one daily, the Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 25 milligram daily, and she uses Flonase nasal spray as needed for allergies. Physical exam, weight 258 pounds. That's about a 6-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse is 54, oxygen saturation 96% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cough is 128 over 62. Her neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 10th, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.23. Estimated GFR is 48. Albumin 3.9, calcium 9.1. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.2. Hemoglobin 11.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is well controlled. And 3, partial left nephrectomy for renal carcinoma. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.